Welcome to the Sunny Nightmare Podcast, where we talk about strange things that go on in the world. Are they real, fiction, or a little bit of both? Today, our subject is the supernatural, mysterious, and unexplained phenomena. Are any of these stories we hear real? I mean, think about it. Whenever you hear one of these stories, the first thing you say is, it can't be real. These things don't really go on in the world. If they did, everybody'd be talking about them. These stories would be proven. There would be all sorts of documented evidence about these events. Plenty of other people would be talking about their first-hand experiences. So when we hear these stories about the unexplained, we tend to discount them as superstitious stories without any scientific basis. And just to let you know, tend to disbelieve most of these stories. Yet, you know, it is hard to believe most of those stories out there, but I do keep an open mind. If there is a compelling theory or enough fact to sway my point of view, I may be compelled to believe. Now, in my own opinion, and these are just my thoughts on the subject, when we hear one of these unbelievable stories, this event doesn't fall into our normal area of experiences. We don't see how this could happen, and not able to frame these events into a logical pattern that makes sense. And of course, we usually don't investigate it, the story, we just discount it, because it doesn't fit into our view of the world. Now, there are experts out there that will observe, measure, test, theorize, and modify the test to determine if a story is real or not. Yet, we don't know who or how many people conducted the test, or how the test was conducted. What was their frame of mind? Were they in a frame of mind to disprove this story, or to prove the story? Well, whatever the outcome, we just choose to believe those outcomes. And that is normal and natural. I certainly don't test every story I hear. However, just because I'm not able to disprove an event does not make it real. Nor does it make it unreal. But every once in a while, there is a confirmed report about something that just doesn't fit into the natural. For example, there are confirmed stories of people falling from great distances that should have killed them. Not only did they survive, they recovered. Another way to look into the validity of an event is to look into first account documentation and try to look into the person who gave the account. Was this person somebody that was grounded in reason-based beliefs, or do they have a predisposition towards the fantastic? This is very difficult to determine, and it would take more time than I want to invest in most cases. So I choose to have an open mind about the possibilities. Now, usually I create my own theories about the stories I hear. And I tend to group them into possible theories and probable theories. For example, it is a possibility that I could become the fastest runner in the world, but it's more likely a probability that I will not become the fastest runner in the world. Possible or probable? Thinking about all these stories that I've heard or read about, I seem to wonder, why isn't there a massive amount of information about these stories available? I mean, wouldn't everyone want to write about them and tell others? Here's the scenario. I just want you to consider this just for a moment. So we're here, current day, current time. Now imagine there's a cataclysmic event, and it reduces civilization to the point of basic survival. And what if an electromagnetic pulse destroyed all electronics? What would that do to today's society? Well, we'd most likely go back to struggling, really struggling, just to get the basic necessities of life. We would wind up trying to form alliances. But as resources become more scarce, some people would have to become more animalistic, meaning that they would have to strike fast. They'd have to get rid of their moral compass. They'd have to do things they'd never thought possible, and they'd have to be able to shrug them off. Of course, many people would die off, and the remainder would be roaming around in small packs. Hunter-gatherers, sort of like those lions you see on the Serengeti, just one pack attacking another, attacking each other. But we're humans, so there's something a little bit different about humans. If we were able to, we could open our mind and learn to live together and trust each other to a small degree. Now, once this happens, we could possibly move on from hunter-gatherers to an agricultural society. Now, once that happens, we're able to produce far more than we can consume, and we can share with others, and we can create some sort of a civilization as to where we trust each other in a small degree, we share with each other, and we work together. And at some point, we would have a measure of security and, of course, the resources to no longer solely focus on basic survival. Well, after a period of time, and this could take 1,000 years or more, we'd eventually get into the habit of not continuously thinking about basic survival, but we would start to find other things to occupy our time, like maybe entertainment, in a small measure through stories, basic rudimentary art, maybe some form of music. And eventually, we would begin to write. Now, it'd be at this point where we could start to document some of the events that have happened around us, to be able to document some of the memories of the civilization that we used to know. Well, maybe not documenting all that, most likely. We'd have to document about the heroic deeds of whoever our leader is, so that way we could draw others to the leader and warn off enemies as to how terrible and terrifying they are. And it most likely would stick there for a while. And after a while, some people would start to document the world as it was before everything happened. And it would be sometime after that before the rudimentary technology would exist to allow these documents to last for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Then, somewhere way out in the future, someone with a point of view far different from the original authors would interpret the meaning of the text. And that future generation possibly could see our current generation as uneducated, superstitious people. Many of the things that we have in the world today would be seen as fantastical to a distant generation that grew up in a different world. Kind of sounds of the way that the point of view we have towards the ancient world compared to the world that we are living in today. When people handed down their accounts of mysterious and unexplained events, they were not documenting them in a way that would stand up to scientific scrutiny. They just gave their account and left belief up to you. Now, consider this. You've probably heard the term the scientific method. Now, as far as we know, the scientific method popped up somewhere around the 1600s. And this term came into being in the 1800s. And it became popular in the 1900s. So it would be probable that the documentation of these events did not include the scientific method for scrutinization that we use on texts today. Now, while the scientific method may have been used, it was not documented in their texts. And as far as literacy, some studies show, and that's somebody that's even able to read these documents, and this is fairly recent, some studies show 12% of the world's population was literate in the 1820s. And of course, this didn't really take off until the Industrial Revolution growth. And this happened somewhere around the late 1800s to the early 1900s. Probably around this time that a much larger amount of people had access or the ability to document some of these hand-me-down stories and they were documented for the first time. And it is possible that the world that these stories came from was significantly different from the world we live in today. Similar to the difference of a world in a future generation would be from the current world we live in after a cataclysmic event. Well, what does all this mean? Well, it means that maybe the world isn't quite the way we think it is. Thank you for listening to the Sunny Nightmare Podcast. If you'd like to show your appreciation, go to teespring.com/stores/Sunny Nightmare. And then also, if you don't mind, just please leave a message about an unnatural event that you would like me to look into. I do look forward to our next episode. And until then, survive another day.